Welcome. This is Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The shopping spree by Chinese buyers continues. The Money Beat crew breaks it all down. Coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello and welcome to the Money Beat podcast. I'm Steve Grosser. I'm joined by Dana Simaluka, the WSJ's deals editor, global deals editor, right? Is that correct?
Not entirely clear.
Okay. And everyone's favorite deals blogger, Maureen Farrell. And later we'll be joined by Charlie Grant. But first of all, you know, what we got this morning was a whole lot of Chinese companies doing more shopping in the U.S. And this one, it could go down as the biggest deal of a Chinese company buying a U.S. company on record. Can you break down, like, sort of what's going on with Starwood and Anbang?
Yeah. So, you know, we had a relatively quiet Monday, again, as far as M&A goes, except for this very large bid that the Anbang of China, as you said, has now put in for Starwood, which, of course, already had a deal to be acquired by Marriott. Now, this bid is for $13 billion. It's bigger than the existing deal that's on the table. And, of course, it comes just days after we learned that Anbang is doing another fairly sizable deal. It has agreed now to buy a portfolio of hotels from Blackstone just, you know, within the last few days. Another deal, a big one, worth $6.5 billion, including debt. So basically, you have a continuation of this eye-popping trend we've seen so far this year of Chinese companies really going on a major shopping spree here and elsewhere outside of China.
And it's Maureen, you put up a post this morning. It's actually at a record, right? The amount of companies, the U.S. companies, Chinese companies have bought.
Exactly. We actually hit the record the seventh week of the year when we saw this big deal for Ingram Micro, a bid made for them by a Chinese company. So now we're that much further ahead, but the numbers are really staggering. I mean, 2015 was the largest year on record for Chinese companies buying U.S. companies. And that was double 2014, and now we're well above 2015 levels already, and it's only March.
And what a lot of these deals in the U.S. and Chinese, you know, Chinese companies trying to make a bid for U.S. companies, they've run into problems, oftentimes for security issues. This is a hotel deal. Are there security issues here? Do we think they're going to run into problems?
Good question. I mean, first of all, whether there are security issues, are there? Or whether there aren't isn't necessarily the question these days, given how politicized the whole environment is. But so far, the conventional wisdom, at least from some people that are close to this situation, is that this deal shouldn't have as much trouble as some others, in part because Anbang also less than 2 years ago made another very high-profile purchase of the Waldorf Astoria. And the thinking goes that if they were able to do that, they ought to be able to do this too. And also, just embedded in your question is the assumption that that makes a lot of sense, which is, you know, why? What's the strategic significance of hotels? But again, to go back to what I was saying, the process of these deals getting approved, in particular by CFIUS, you know, which is the big authority on these things, is very opaque, and you never know in the end what they're going to decide.
And the Waldorf was sort of known for being where world leaders would come and stay when they were in New York.
So, U.S. presidents,
yeah,
always historically.
So that was sort of a concern. The other thing too is this is obviously a hostile, not a hostile, but they're trying to top, you know, break up Marriott's bid for Starwood. What are their chances here? Do they have a pretty good chance of getting in the way of Marriott's bid?
I get the sense that they do. First of all, they're offering all cash. The bid that's on the table is cash and stock, and it's lost value because Marriott's stock has lost value, presumably. The only real grounds you could think of that Starwood would have to say no to this thing is if they think there's a very good chance that they get an agreement and then regulators shoot it down. Now, based upon what I just said, it seems like there's a decent chance they'll come to the conclusion that that's a risk they can bear, especially if they're able to get the Chinese to concede to a big breakup fee, which you would imagine they would.
That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. Check out the full podcast at wsj.com/podcasts.